So if you want to actually survive this whole AI search revolution, the absolute worst thing you can do right now is, well, invest all your limited time into these crazy futuristic AI marketing tools.
Right, which sounds completely counterintuitive, I know.
Yeah.
But the data is super clear on this. The businesses that are going to dominate platforms like Gemini and ChatGPT tomorrow, the
Yeah.
ones who are, just quietly doubling down on the most boring 10-year-old internet strategies today.
Welcome to the deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Today we're looking at a highly relevant article. It's from April 23, 2026, published by freebusinesslisting.com, and it's titled "What Ranks You Today Will Get You Recommended Tomorrow."
It is a fascinating read.
It really is. And our mission for this deep dive is to sort of cut through the noise. We're speaking directly to you, the small business owner who, might be feeling completely overwhelmed right now.
Oh, absolutely. The anxiety is real.
Right, because there's just a deafening amount of noise around AI, Gemini, the future of search. It feels like everything is changing overnight.
It does feel that way.
So we want to cut through that intimidating tech jargon and figure out exactly what you actually need to do to survive and honestly thrive.
Yeah, because the biggest surprise from this source material is that despite all the panic, you don't actually need some completely new, highly technical strategy.
Thank goodness.
Right. In fact, those old, boring fundamentals, they are about to become your absolute superpower.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the common fear I hear from business owners is that all the strategies they've used to get found online are just poof, obsolete.
Right. They think the chatbots are replacing everything.
Exactly. They think AI is just taking over and ignoring the old internet.
Well, what's fascinating here is that Gemini isn't starting from scratch in a vacuum. It really isn't.
Okay.
It's actually built directly on top of Google's existing ecosystem. So the search, the maps, the reviews, the business profiles that already exist, that's the infrastructure.
So it's not a replacement at all.
No, not at all. It's an interface upgrade. Think about when we went from physical paper maps to GPS on our phones.
Oh, yeah. That felt like magic.
Right. And now self-driving cars feel like science fiction. But the self-driving car is still rolling over the exact same physical asphalt. It has to stop at the same physical stop sign.
That makes so much sense.
It can't drive on a road that doesn't exist in the underlying infrastructure.
Wait, hold on. So if Gemini is just leaning on the same signals Google already trusts, just, through a conversational layer,
Yeah.
then they are basically the exact same underlying entity.
Yes.
Wait, so Google is Gemini and Finkel is Einhorn.
Yes. Exactly. Finkel is Einhorn. That is the perfect way to look at it.
That is wild.
Under the hood, they're the same thing. Because when someone asks Gemini for a recommendation, the AI still desperately needs reliable data. It has to know which businesses are real and active.
Right, because otherwise it just makes things up.
Exactly. It hallucinates. And if an AI recommends a coffee shop that closed 3 years ago, the user loses trust instantly. So it gets its verified data from the Google system you already know.
Okay, so what does this all mean for your daily to-do list? Like, where is the AI actually looking?
The absolute foundation, and the source is very clear on this, is your Google business profile. This isn't just about popping up on maps anymore. It's where Google, and therefore Gemini, learns the context of what you do, where you operate, and how customers feel.
But okay, let me play devil's advocate here. I'm a busy small business owner. Let's say I'm a plumber.
Okay,
I
plumber.
set up my profile 5 years ago. I chose plumber as my category. Isn't that enough? I mean, I don't have time to constantly tinker with internet
I
settings.
hear that all the time.
Yeah.
But the short answer is no, it's not enough anymore.
Really?
Yeah, the source explicitly says you have to constantly maintain specific elements to make sure AI systems fully understand you.
Like what?
Well, you need accurate categories and subservices. You need incredibly clear service areas, up-to-date hours, obviously,
Right.
photos that reflect your actual recent work, and, this is huge, a detailed, natural business description.
Wait, what do you mean by natural? Like, not just stuffing it with keywords.
Exactly. Not just Chicago plumber, cheap plumber. An
Yeah.
AI reads semantically. It wants a complete, natural description of your history, your specialized techniques, your whole philosophy.
So the more complete the profile, the easier it is for the AI to actually trust and recommend you.
Precisely. You are giving the AI structured data, undeniable facts that require zero guesswork.
Okay, but filling out your own profile is just what you say about your business.
Right.
Here's where it gets really interesting. How does the AI actually know if you're any good?
Ah, validation.
Yeah. Which leads us straight to customer reviews. and how their nature is completely changing.
It is a massive shift.
Because reviews are no longer just about getting, you know, a 4.8 or 5-star average.
Not at all. In an AI-driven world, Gemini actually understands the text, the actual content inside those reviews.
So the math is kind of taking a backseat to the actual words.
Math is just a baseline now. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the AI is performing something called entity extraction on the text your customers write.
Entity extraction. Okay, give me an example of that.
So if your customers consistently type phrases like same-day service or professional team or fair pricing,
yeah,
those exact phrases actually become training data for tomorrow's AI recommendations. They become part of your digital identity.
Oh, wow. So if a user verbally asks Gemini, like into their phone, hey, find me a plumber who can come today and won't rip me off.
Exactly. Gemini parses that conversational query. It looks for urgency and pricing transparency.
And it matches that directly to the same day service and fair pricing text found in your specific reviews.
Yes. It doesn't just look for the category plumber. It looks for the semantic match to the problem the user is having right now.
That is incredible. Okay, so let's say our profile is completely filled out.
Okay.
We have all these great text-based reviews. What could go wrong? Why might Gemini still hesitate to recommend us to a customer?
Well, that introduces a really crucial concept from the source article,
mm-hmm,
and that is AI confidence.
Confidence, like how sure it is.
Exactly. AI and LLM systems rely heavily on confidence scores.
Okay.
Think of the AI like a detective trying to verify an alibi. It checks your profile, but then it checks the rest of the internet to see if the story matches.
Ah, so if things don't match up.
Right. If your business name, address, and phone number, what we call NAP consistency.
NAP, right.
If that info is inconsistent, outdated, or conflicting across different platforms on the web, it creates doubt.
Like an old Yelp page with a dead phone number?
Exactly. To a human, it's obvious you just moved. To an AI, it's a data conflict. And when AI has doubt, it simply skips you and recommends the competitor down the street who has clean data.
It's an invisibility cloak.
Yeah, pretty much.
But the article brings up this specific proactive tactic, too. It calls it activity. Like, it's not enough to just be accurate. You have to be present.
Yes, you have to show proof of life.
What does that actually mean for a busy owner just posting on Facebook?
It's more specific than that. It means adding fresh photos, responding to every single review to prove a human is there, posting updates. But specifically, the source highlights sharing check-ins.
Check-ins, like checking in at a restaurant.
Sort of, but for your recent work. Let's say you just finished a roofing job. Instead of just driving away, you log a quick update on your profile or software.
Okay.
You upload a photo of the roof, write a quick sentence like, just finished replacing wind-damaged shingles on the west side, and attach the geolocation.
Oh, so you're tying the service to a real physical place in real time.
Exactly. Check-ins are vital because they create a steady stream of real-world examples. You are building a crystal-clear picture for the AI over time.
So the AI doesn't have to guess if you actually work in that neighborhood.
Right. It has proof from yesterday. Its confidence score skyrockets.
That makes total sense. So to pull it all together, the biggest misconception about AI in local search is that it requires some incredibly complex, highly technical new strategy.
It really doesn't.
No. If you are doing the fundamentals, maintaining accurate listings, collecting strong reviews, keeping your info consistent, and staying active with check-ins.
You're already doing it.
You are already building for the future. You are doing exactly what Gemini wants.
And I want to reinforce this for the listeners.
Yeah.
These aren't new time-wasting tactics.
Yeah.
They're just the old tactics that are vastly more important now.
Yeah. It's the highest ROI activity for your business.
Without a doubt. But, you know, this raises an important question. Something to really think about after we wrap up here.
Ooh. Okay. Lay it on me.
So we know AI is now matching conversational user queries directly to the specific words your past customers have written in their reviews.
Right.
Knowing that.
Yeah.
How might you completely change the way you ask your next customer to leave a review today?
Oh, wow.
Right. Could you actively guide them, like coach them to use the specific words you know your future customers will be asking Gemini for?
So instead of just saying, leave a 5-star review, you say, hey, if you loved our same day service, please mention it.
Exactly. You are literally feeding the machine the exact training data you want it to have.
You're programming the AI by proxy. That's a brilliant way to look at it.
It's a game changer.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us on this deep dive into the true mechanics of local AI search.
It's been great.
Seriously, go update your profiles right now, fix those old phone numbers, and start coaching your reviews. We will catch you on the next deep dive.